Now Boarding, the official boarding area podcast, would like to welcome aboard all listeners. This nonstop service includes interviews, reviews, and insights from our talented crew of bloggers. Episode number 40 is Now Boarding.
Welcome back to another episode of the Now Boarding Podcast, where we talk shop with the best minds in travel. Whether you're looking to get to Orlando or Australia, we've got those covered and everything in between. Our guest this week is Gilbert Ott of God Save the Points, who's been on both of my podcasts before. Gil, thanks for being back on.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ed, as always. Thank you for having me.
And the intro is appropriate today, but very spot on point, since Gil and I were just talking about trips to Australia minutes before we hit the recording button, and he likes to make fun of the fact that I go to Orlando way too much.
Absolutely. And Las Vegas, two places which I would rather not ever go to. But
yeah, well, the Las Vegas thing is for work. It was fun, you know, 750 trips ago, and now it just is what it is. So we're testing out a new format for Now Boarding. So folks, if you're listening and you like it or you hate it, I hope you'll shoot us comments on either of those. You can email me, ed@pizzainmotion.com, and you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all at Pizza in Motion. So what we've got on tap for today is Gil and I have both picked out an article this week that we think was something that our folks need to hear about. And then we both picked out a boarding area blogger's piece this week that we think is something else that you should be reading this week to keep up on the latest and greatest in travel. And since Gilbert is our guest, as rude and obnoxious as he can be as a guest, he does get to start things out. And
speaking of which, be sure to tag Ed on Twitter with any comments or concerns about this podcast, and absolutely do not bother me with any comments or concerns. This is Ed's problem. But anyway, continue, Ed, please.
Gilbert is my problem this morning. So, Gil, you tagged your post about the Apple Card, which certainly has gotten more play in our neck of the woods. You know, in terms of, you know, folks mostly saying that they didn't think it was a great card. So you've got the full post on it, but give us the quick synopsis on what your opinions are on Apple's credit card.
Well, I think the usual things come into play here, where if they said, hey, we've got a new credit card, please enjoy, everyone would have said, okay, let's take it for what it is. But they come out in typical Apple fashion with the revolutionary credit card and how it's revolutionizing things with, you can use it digitally or in real life. It's like, yeah, have you heard of Google Pay or Apple Pay? You already launched that like years ago, you know. And then it's like, it's a titanium card. And so when you do use it, you get 1% cash back. Okay, whoop-de-doo. Like, there's like 100 cards that give you more than 1% cash back. And the only way to get the 2% is if you don't use your titanium elite metal machine card. Like, so it's, you know, it's just the marketing kind of spin on things that really frustrated me. It's if you like 1% cash back on everything, that's great. There are other cards that should give you 2%, which don't have a fee. So I'd rather have 2%. If you don't mind a little annual fee, there are cards that can give you like 2% or 5% on some purchases. So, you know, I just thought it was very disingenuous and kind of typical Apple style over substance these days, which is a shame because I used to be a huge Apple fan.
I am still an Apple fan, but I would agree that the card is niche. Can you, you know, in a nutshell, can you think of someone who will get good value out of this card who isn't necessarily, you know, nutso, as you like to say?
Only somebody who literally spends like $30,000 a year on Apple products. And if they're doing that, I'd like to meet them.
You'd like to be their friend. They probably have extras for us.
That's true. Take the hand-me-downs. But other than that, no. I think there are better options for everyone, especially travelers.
All right. And my story for this week that I think is topical, if you haven't heard, is that WoW.
It's a wowing story. Yeah, it's a really wowing
Thank
story.
Thank you. Way to steal my thunder, man. So WoW Air fell over this week to the surprise of literally no one in the blogging world. You know, but I think the interesting the point to take away from here is, you know, this is not the first carrier to die recently in the low cost carrier world. Primera Air fell over last summer. And, you know, it brings up the question of, you know, can a larger low-cost airline like Norwegian battle through here? They've certainly had some financial problems themselves. Yeah, but these airlines change. They've changed the way we get from Europe to America and back so dramatically in our lifetime.
And like it or not, we have to be thankful for them, right? I mean, they're the reason that we have sub-$300 round-trip tickets on mainline airlines to Europe. there's something to be said for that, whether we want to fly them or not, right?
Well, while I'm incredibly thankful for the WOW Airs and the Norwegians of the world, I'm even more thankful for the revenue managers that work for the big airlines that believe they need to match every single fare that comes out, no matter what, because if they don't, the world is going to end. And I love that strategy from them, even though from a business standpoint, I don't like it. I love it from a customer standpoint, because it means that if you're smart and you keep an eye on those fare sales, you can typically find a United or a Delta or American matching the fares of these low-cost carriers, where now you can get usually better benefits than the low-cost carriers might have given you. And you can also pick up miles and elite status and all that fun stuff.
So here's a question for you. Do you think WOW Air would have been more successful? And this is what I'm trying to wrap my head around. Do you think they would have been more successful if they had a legitimate carry-on policy where you could have bought one of their crazy low deals and actually kind of flown on that? You know what I mean? Because they were essentially impossible for anyone to actually use as is.
Yeah, so most of the folks I heard that flew WOW Air in the end said, yeah, you know, I was annoyed by the carry-on policy, but holy cow, I ended up going to Europe for $250. And so it seemed like most of the people I talked to didn't internalize as much stress as I did about the booking process, that they were just attracted to the low fares. And I mean, from everything I heard, the WOW flights were fairly full. So I still think you can market to customers. I think they should have streamlined the process better.
Yeah.
No question, made it easier to work through that process. But I still think in the end that that's not the parts that are going to kill these carriers. I think people are just, they're dragged in the front door with these incredibly low prices because they thought it was thousands of dollars to get to Europe. So I think the difference between $100 and $250 isn't material to these folks when they've realized, holy cow, I can get there for that cheap.
Right. And I love one thing in your post that you highlighted, which is the rescue fares that the other carriers, a lot of the bigger carriers, are offering for anyone who's affected. So in case you don't know, WOW is pretty much insolvent. The chances of you actually getting your money back from them, other than by contacting your credit card company for a chargeback, are basically nil. But at the same time, Ed highlights that you can get some rescue fares. So if anyone had a WOW ticket, you want to explain that to people?
Yeah, for sure. So Icelandair is the one that I targeted in my post that's offering these rescue fares. So if you do have an existing reservation on WOW and you're trying to figure out how to get there, by now the fares have probably gone up dramatically. And I'll say that the rescue fares aren't rock bottom, but they are much more reasonable than last minute walk-ups. And I think it's also important to note that most folks will have some way to get some of this money back from their credit card companies. Not the what you paid for the new ticket, but the money you got for the money you paid for the WOW ticket, which won't be a ton of money. These were cheap fares, but definitely want to contact your credit card companies to see if you can get some joy there. And I will say, not a defunct airline, but I did hear from someone very recently, and I don't remember where, that apparently WOW Air was handing out meal vouchers for folks, like $12 meal vouchers in an airport, apologizing for the flights being canceled. So they're not flying, but you can still get a free sandwich.
Yeah, and I'll throw Virgin Atlantic into the mix as well. I know they're offering rescue fares, so good to note there.
Yes, sir. All right. So when you dug deep into the annals of Boarding Area for the past week, you picked a post by Gary of You From the Wing about suspicious behavior in the airport. You want to tee this up?
Gary has such an amazing knack for picking out things that drive people crazy in the best and worst of ways. You know, and this is one of them. So Gary flagged a story about kind of US TSA practices and how their strategies for flagging suspect passengers. And he does an amazing job of kind of playing the Onion / reporting it at the same time and trolling them, you know. So for one of them that I thought was particularly funny was, apparently they think wearing a hoodie is very suspicious. And he said, his line was, that's suspicious because it could either mean that the guy works in tech or he's trying to conceal his identity. I thought that was great. You know, and there are a bunch of other ones, like people who are eager to get their bags off of the conveyor belts. Like, I think that means everyone in the airport is suspicious. Like, well, who's like, oh, dude, let it go around a couple times. I'll just sit here and relax. I just thought that the only thing funnier than his article was the actual policies which are being dictated to law enforcement that they're pursuing.
Yeah, if it's just a hoodie, I think that, I mean, that's probably your uniform like three quarters of the time, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm traveling, you know, like you, 250 plus days a year. Like, I'm not trying to win best dressed at the airport awards. You know, I'm trying to get where I need to go in some kind of comfort, and then sharpen up after that. So, yeah, throw me into the suspicious guy at the airport line for sure. And I also like to get my bag out quickly. So.
and let's be honest, even when you are trying to win best dress, those are just some horrible sweaters.
true.
All right, last story for this week. This was my pick for the last one, and it's more of a, let's call it a PSA, your public service announcement, and I will link to all of these in the show notes so you guys can read through them. Public service announcement here is that Hyatt, which is my favorite hotel status, Gil, is that yours?
I think it's one of the best for sure.
Okay.
And especially with the new SLH stuff, I think it's cool to have all the boutique property benefits as well.
Listen to him hedge his bets, folks, there. It's one of the best. So Hyatt is offering fast track status matches and challenges to people. And this is targeted to some degree. But I would say, you know, just given that there haven't been a ton of good status opportunities, status matching opportunities as of late, other than there was a Wyndham one not too long ago. Not that they're terribly high on my list. But I think when these things come up, it's important to jump on them, especially for folks who don't travel all the time, because you know, it's not just that I think Hyatt has some of the most valuable elite status in the hotel world, but for folks that don't travel a lot, once you have status with one, it can generally be easier to status match to another. So even if Hyatt isn't your first choice, though I think they should be, this can also be your gateway to status on a different hotel chain.
Yeah, that's a great point. So I completely agree with Ed. I think it's always worth considering that just because something might not be of immediate use to you, it may be in the future. And once you have it, it can be of use to you in ways that you don't currently foresee. So great opportunity. Great that Deals We Like highlighted that. Good blog. And I think I might do it myself.
Wait, you don't have top tier Hyatt status? What's wrong with you, man?
I like boutique hotels. Now that they have boutique hotels, I'm more interested in Hyatt status. But
that's true. The SLH stuff is great. And from what I've heard, they're going to continue to roll those out in big chunks. And I still have not managed to stay in an SLH hotel yet, but it is my goal before the year is out to log a couple of them.
My favorite hotel in Bali is now one of those hotels, 30,000 points a night. It's a lot better than the 500 plus that used to go for.
Really? Well, yeah, that's a great transition to this week on the Miles to Go podcast. Not only do I have a hilarious segment from you, which you'll remember, but we also do Bali in 10 minutes or less. So that's up on my other podcast this week.
And if you listen to the next one of these, I'll tell you which hotel it is.
There you go. Oh, Gil just promised to be on again. Oh, my God.
I'm sure he won't let that happen.
Yeah, but I can't tell whether that's a threat or a promise. All right, well, we got to get out of here. Tell folks where they can find you when you're not messing around with me.
You can find me at godsavethepoints.com. And if you're smart, you'll be able to figure out the other places to find me from there. If not, that's where our communication will end, and that's it. Okay.
We'll have links to all of these posts in the show notes. And if you want the chance to win a $25 Amazon gift card, shoot me a story idea from a boarding area blogger to ed@pizzainmotion.com or on the Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, social media world @pizzainmotion. And if we pick your story as one of the best of the week, I'll be shipping you some free cash. Until then, Gil, it was good hanging out with you for just a few minutes. Safe travels.
You too. Thank you, Ed.
Tune in next week for another episode of the Now Boarding Podcast.